attention. So I put my hands up, ain't about a bitch. That nigga gave his mess up. Tables turn quick like Leek did the mix. She need a thirst quench, we gon' bring Lil Roy Spritz. Allow me a brief intermission. Water break. Sponsored by Malik Talker.
And we are live. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, better known as a nigga with no bitches. And we're live. I'm episode 69, smirking emoji. Live from the night shift again. This is my last day before I'm off for the weekend, so the podcast will be back and longer and better. I know I've low-key just been not phoning it in, but it's just some there's some content that I've been saving, but I just never knew when to drop it, and I just repurposed it. And that's what the podcast extravaganza is about, is to let you know that I have the freshest content always, even when it's old. Yes, sir. The best. Oh. On God. But you know, live from the night shift. Shout out Jonah. Jonah just gave me a shout out. Really ain't got nothing else to do. So talk about shit. And that's what the night shift has brought a lot of light to my life. Like, I sit here and I feel like I'm in solitary confinement, bruh. Not really, but like in a sense of just like I ain't doing shit. Like, so, and I get why niggas go to jail and they become Muslim. Like, you need something to like give you a purpose again. Like, you're like, I'm just sitting here all day. Like, yeah, I'm getting swole and lifting weights all day, but like I need another thing. And like, I think that's where you like look towards like spirituality and like, you know, finding actual meanings to things that matter. And you're like, I need something. And I think that's like half the human experience, is just finding something that you relate to enough to where it's like, I get it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying though? Like, you need something. Like, there always has to be a goal. For some people, I feel like most people always have to have a goal, or we're just like, why are we even here? Like, what's my purpose? But maybe there is no purpose, and you know, I don't know. Anyways, it's Malik talking, and I'm just talking, and I'm literally like, I'm about to start reading books. And it's like, you know, you meet people in real life and it's like they give you hints on shit you should be doing in your life. Like, any, it's like everybody I've met within the past like 6 months to a year, they're like, oh bro, you need to be reading, bro, you gotta read, bro. And I'm just like, nigga, I ain't reading. The last book I read was Captain Underpants or Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I'm not reading, bro. It's okay, it's over, it's over, everybody. Leek's not reading no book. But it's like people keep saying the same thing, like, you should keep wanting to have knowledge and grow yourself and all this other bullshit. And I'm listening. I'm like, fuck it. I'll read a book. I'll contribute. I'll gain some knowledge or something. And maybe I'll be more knowledgeable. And I don't know. I had joked that I wanted to start reading books on the pod just so I can read. But like, I only can do stuff if I feel like someone else is gonna benefit from it. So maybe if I read a book on a pod, shout out Internet Boyfriend, he does Hot Girl Book Club on Twitch, he streams his shit. So like something like that, like I'm gonna be reading some positive books. Not like, I don't know, bro, I don't feel like I need a self-help book, you know? Like, I don't think I'm that lost in my life to where I feel like I need to like learn something. But I guess I shouldn't look at it that way. Like, there's no bad in learning new skills or learning how to manage certain situations or whatever. But like, I don't know. But I am opening myself, because I am use my voice and my brain to talk a lot, so maybe I could learn something and know even more words to say to people on a podcast, like, you know. So it is what it is. So we'll see. I'll start reading some books and maybe I'll be smarter or something, like gain more whatever. But it's just like I see girls and they always like see men that read like the 44 laws of power as people or as a red flag, or the people that read those like those type of books as red flags. But that just lets me know, it's like, it's almost like slavery when they didn't want the blacks to read to be smarter. It's like women don't want us to read either. They're like, man, I want my man dumb as hell so he can't manipulate me. And I get it. But also, I've seen bitches get manipulated by dumb niggas. So, you know, it is what it is. The game is the game. And game is game. Shout out Life and Scars. He's like the greatest content creator of all time. And I know y'all, you know who it is. If you're on TikTok or Instagram, he's that nigga that's like, you start the video and it'd be like, how to Drake a bitch. How to make your dick 18 inches. And I'm just like, and he's like the greatest. I want to have him on the podcast one day. We just talk. And I don't even know what he's like outside of that. But like, I feel like he's hilarious. And because you have to be a certain type of person to make content like that. Like, and you're my type of person, bro. So salute to him. And yeah, salute everybody, bro. Salute Serene right now. I'm supposed to be actually DJing his show right now. He's headlining at Dirty Laundry in Hollywood right now. And my dumb ass is at work fucking sitting here because capitalism is kicking my ass, and it keeps kicking my ass. Like, I'll never beat capitalism until I'm like filthy rich, and that's my goal. Like, I want to be able to not have to be at work and follow my dreams, bruh. It's really like really disheartening, but also motivating at the same time, because it's like, I gotta get out of the situation. And it's not even a situation I put myself in. It's like, I want it to, you know, work these jobs to be able to live here and whatever. So it's like, it's a matter of keeping it and still going after what I want. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like, me and Dominique were talking about it today, bro. And it's like the further you stretch out for your shit, like, say I gotta miss work to go DJ or something, but also like, I'm not gonna get paid or something like that. But who cares? Like, I don't care about getting paid, but it's like, of course I cared about getting paid because like I need to. But it's like, as far as fulfilling my own needs, I would rather go DJ than go to work and get paid. But also it's like, nigga, you're gonna be homeless. So it's like, it's really that fine line of being like delusional about chasing your dreams and then waking up when you really need to. So I was like, damn, I don't want to lose my job, but also like, fuck this job. Like, I'm not trying to work here forever. But like, it's like, well, nigga, you not trying to be homeless, right? But then you hear those stories where niggas like, I was homeless 12 times and I still made it. And I'm just like, oh, bro, I'm not trying to be homeless, bro. I can't do it. And I know. I don't got the gall. Like, I've done like diet homelessness before, and that was enough for me, bro. That was really enough for me. So I don't know, y'all. I just really want to... Listen, I need y'all to bear with me. I might have to set up this paywall here soon. And y'all can just help me out. I can just have a little extra coming in. And then I can skip out on going to work sometimes and just go make some shit. You know what I'm saying? So this paywall might be coming soon. I don't know. I really wish I could go back to, like, I'm about to see what's up with Spotify. See if I can. I need some guidance. I need, like, more people that are in the community. But yeah, anyways. But yeah, so it's New Music Friday, pretty much. And I'm going to be listening to some K-Tramine. That new Attention Whore Freaked Out Radio LP comes out. A lot of people were dropping. Bad Bunny just dropped like a New Jersey club bounce song, bruh, and honestly it's fire. I actually put it in my new mix. There's a new mix out, new Young Water Cycle mix out. Go check that out. It's really some vibes on there. It's really just like, turn that shit on for the weekend and you get it cracking type shit. And then obviously there's some cool down songs, because it's like, you can't be turned the whole time. But I'm sipping on this Celsius like it's damn water. And I got water right next to me. But I'm about to be geeked all night. I'm a big chillin', like Bob Dylan. Niggas want me dead like I'm Krillin. What's up, Jonah? Bacon. Hopefully he gets that. That's a bacon gouda joke. It was a bacon gouda joke. But yeah, man. That's Malik talking. So yeah, we're gonna be listening to hella music on this time off or time at work. New mix on the way. I got even newer mix on the way. Oh no, I just really got a lot of shit going on. Dude, we're doing a show for the new, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but we're doing a show June 29th for the Ringlish tape, or the title's been working, I think, but it's gonna be the Chuck English Serene tape, and I'm super hyped for that. We got like a star-studded lineup already, and it's just gonna be some crazy shit, bruh. I'm actually supposed to be working on the poster, my bad, Reem. I'm on it. And I don't know, I just got a lot on my plate, and the summertime is gonna be wild, bro. The summer is gonna be crazy. I need everyone to understand that. I'm trying to be on my Ice Spice shit. I'm trying to be lit by the end of the summer. My roommate is moving out, and Dominique should be moving in. So, bro, like, we're about to be making hella podcasts, hella content. Like, I'm turning my living room into a studio as soon as she move out, bruh. Like, I'm not even playing, bruh. It's over. And there's no more excuses, bruh. Like, I'm gonna buy another camera, probably. I'm just really trying to map this shit out. But I think we're really about to be the next podcast. Like, flagship out of the IE. And just really, like, really turn this shit up. Hey, you think we're getting out early today? No. Hell no. But yeah. So, yeah, I just got a lot on my mind. I'm really trying to get my shit together, bro. I'm really trying to lock in. And I know, bro, I'm about to be 26, bro. Like, I turn 26 next week or the week after. And it's like, bro, I really got to lock in. Because, like, I mean, not really, but I just, you know. Shit I'm trying to do. Shit, I got goals, man. I got aspirations, and I haven't hit none of them, so I really need to lock in. And bro, I need to stop manifesting and go get it, man, you know. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. It just, this one right here, just me chatting, bro. I really had a lot on my mind. And I haven't really just had, like, a Malik talking episode where I just really talked about what I want to talk about and not just some shit that's on the news or some shit I seen on Twitter. But, yeah, man, just, this life is just so crazy, bro, because it just feels like no matter how much you're doing, it doesn't feel like enough ever, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, I could work a full shift and, like, you know, go home and do a mix, but then it's like, bro, I didn't even work on my podcast, and it's like, okay, let me go work on my podcast, da da da. It's like, damn, I didn't even do laundry, I didn't even clean the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just so much shit you gotta, like, upkeep in life, and it's like, damn, it's life, man. And it's like adjusting to it, because, like, I don't know, being an adult is crazy, bro. I really don't know how our parents did it, especially with, like, kids and shit. Like, salute to y'all, bro. And I know there was a different time being alive, because I don't know, I definitely would not, bro. If I had three kids right now, fucking, bro, I wouldn't even be here right now, bro. I would have jumped off the bridge. I'm sorry, bro. She would have had to really handle them shits, bro. I don't know, you got it, you got them. Like, I don't know, bro. I know that sounds so selfish, but, like, bro, that's just, I don't know, inflation a bitch. Bro, you can't even go get a damn Popeyes Tuesday special at certain Popeyes no more. Like, that's how bad inflation is. Like, it's just cooked, man. Celsius really hitting up. Bro, I need a Celsius sponsor. But also, I really don't fuck with, like, not really a caffeine person, bro. Like, I feel like I have to say this a lot, but, like, caffeine be fucking me up. But also, bro, I think I really, you know how everyone says they have ADHD? I think I really might have that shit, like, legitimately. Like, legit. And it's not like it, I don't know. And that's another thing. If I do have ADHD and I just be living my life untreated, bro, and then, like, I'm just out here, bro, raw dogging life with, like, because, bro, meds are crazy, bro. Like, taking meds, I mean, it's not crazy. Like, salute everyone that takes their meds and, like, controls what's going on them. But for me personally, I'm like, bro, I would rather just suffer. I don't know. Well, not suffer, but actually my life does suffer from my ADHD, but it is what it is. Like, I don't know, man. I think I can, we're gonna keep getting to it. And I really think if I make enough money, then it won't matter how, what kind of illness or ailment I have, you know? Like, bro, shout out Magic Johnson, bro. He's like doing just fine, bro. So if I can just have ADHD and no AIDS, shit, I think we might be all right. But yeah, I'm just fucking chatting around. Trying to think of something that, like, I don't know, man. It's just everybody's talking about AI and ChatGPT. The world is in a crazy news cycle. I just don't even know. Like, I've been seeing a lot of Vanderpump shit. It's like Tom Scandoval. And here's my thoughts on this. I don't know. As far as, like, as far as, I don't know. It's a weird slippery slope, you know? Because everybody's anti-Tom right now. And I get it. I'm on Team James Kennedy, bro. But I don't know, man. I just feel like, yeah, bro. It's this whole thing is cooked, bro. I feel like everything is cooked, bro. Like, I feel bad for Tom. Because it's just like, man, just getting some pussy. And also, bro, if y'all seen this bitch thotting around, you didn't think she was gonna give him some pussy? Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. And I don't really understand the lore of the show. I've never watched Vanderpump Rules like that. But also, I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel bad for, I shouldn't feel bad for them. But, you know, man, it's fucked, bro. I don't think they thought there would be, like, real-life repercussions to this shit. But, like, everyone's, like, pissed at them and turning on them. So, it's like, damn. You know, maybe that pussy wasn't worth it. And sometimes, bro, this is a lesson, though. Sometimes the pussy really don't be worth it, bro. Like, it really don't. Like, it's just, like, you could have just beat your dick or fucked on your girl or something. And I don't really know if that's still his girl. Well, I guess they're not anymore, but I don't know, man. I really don't understand the lore of the show, but shout out James Kennedy, bro. That's the only person I know. It's the only person I care about. He's the GOAT. I want James Kennedy on the podcast as well. I'm trying to DJ with him. I'm about to go up to that restaurant, just say what's up to him, bro. I'm trying to have a summer like that, bro. Just, bro, everyone's keep talking about serving for a summer and, like, making a bunch of money and whatever. But, bro, serving is crazy. Like, serving's fun because it's so fun. Like, serving's so fun if you, like, no, I like to have fun, so it's fun. But a summer of serving sounds just so awful, bro. Just think about all the big parties, graduation parties, wedding parties. And I mean, that tip's gonna be worth it, but I'm just thinking about the work that gets you there. And restaurants be bullshitting, bro. They will hate on you, bro. So you're not gonna make as much money as you think, because they really do be hating on you, bro. Like, niggas will send you home, all type of shit, bro. Restaurant culture is not it, bro. It's really not. It's really not for the faint of heart. It's really, like, you have to be, like, type A, type B, or some shit. Like, whatever type to work in a restaurant. Especially, like, a kitchen in a restaurant. You really have to be a certain type of person. So, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to make some money, bro. Some fun money. So, if anyone needs a DJ, I'm available. My booking, I don't think, I'm not doing any more free bookings, unless you're Serene, because I'm his DJ. Everybody else, I need a little something, bro. Just a little something. Just some gas money or some money to, like, get some weed or something. I don't know, man. Something. But yeah, y'all. This has been Malik talking. Episode 69. I don't even know what we talked about. I'm just gonna call it episode 69. Getting my shit together. But yeah, y'all. This has been Malik talking. Episode 69. Love y'all. Peace.